he must be delighted with the feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. It was in total contrast to during the week. We questioned a wee bit the spirit of the team and, you know, that resolve to go again when we went behind during the week. I actually thought it was our best spell in the game when Dunfermline got themselves in front. The first half was very evenly poised. It was two teams playing the same system. And sometimes it's about those moments to press and looking after the ball. And I thought we were far more correct with what in the second half. I thought we got those moments to trigger that press better and we turned the ball over more. And disappointed to lose a goal, obviously, but the response was everything I'd expect for a team, and it's got to be that way every time because you're not going to get it all your own way, and it'd be easy for the players to feel sorry for themselves and think, oh, on the back of the Wednesday night, that we weren't going to get back in. But the resolve, the belief, the attitude, every one of them togetherness to go and drag themselves back in front pleases me no end, to be honest, because, like I say, that's what a real spirit is. We feel as though we've generated a good spirit here. We love working with the players. Monday to Friday, it's been terrific, but real spirit comes when you're losing games and it can drag you through, and I thought we've seen that today, a real togetherness. For a team who had to contend with 90 minutes during the week, so I think physically, I think Dunfermline had the edge getting into the game, and, you know, as the game's into the latter stages, I thought our fitness was very good, so that pleases me. But I think a lot of players who have came in from not playing the day, you know, I think it'd be wrong to single anybody out, but I thought we were, the players that came in did very well and played their part in a good victory. Of course, it comes down to a couple of defining moments, and Big Kyle's career has been defined with those big moments, and he's got the personality, the confidence to take on that winning goal, and what a goal it was. So, you know, and I thought the crowd played their part, helped us over the line when we went 2-1. So it's been a good day for us, and a day that we needed to have. That response had to be the other day.
Kyle's got that, and he can do that. It's not really a surprise when he does it to a certain extent, is it?
Because yeah, I thought his overall game was good, you know, but we wanted him to stay between the sticks more the day. We wanted him to occupy centre-halves more. Sometimes Kyle's willingness and eagerness to show and involve himself, sometimes he takes himself away from those positions and he comes too deep, or he's out the box too much sometimes from crosses. We wanted him to try and be that focal point for us and let the game play around about him, but I thought he secured possession well. He missed about the two centre-backs at the right time, and he scores all important goals. His calmness for the first goal is terrific, and his confidence to take on the second one is something that we shouldn't really be too surprised, but he's still got to have the technique to finish it. And you know, and it helped, as I say, that sort of inspiration. Every team needs that, because I thought we were very workmanlike. I thought we were very loads of bags of effort for the players, as I've had from every game. But, you know, you still need those special moments, and thankfully he's come up trump for us today.
That performance with Kyle today shows exactly why you signed him.
Yeah, exactly. That's him up to 3 goals now, and you know, that's a good return for us. Obviously, since I've come in, we lost Callum Henry, and we've lost Scott Robinson to injury, so it's... It was important that we tried to address that, and we addressed that early on in the window. And you know, like everything else I've said before, all the signings we make, we get them for a reason in January. They're not up to speed. So, you know, sometimes with somebody like Kyle, you've just got to keep putting him in the team to get his fitness. So, you know, he played 90 minutes at his age the other day, and then put 90 minutes again today and still come up trumps. You know, he deserves a lot of credit for that. But I thought he inspired the team today. I thought he really dragged the team forward with him. And, no, we're needing more goals for the team, and thankfully, hopefully Scott Robinson might be back next week, which will help us, because other than the first game at Queen of South, I've not had him available to me. So it's an area of the team that we need to try and be more prolific. We missed some chance today on the record, but Blair should do better with his chance. Don't know how he's missed it, and we've had a couple of things bobbling about the 6-yard box, so you still need people to step up and take those chances, and thankfully Kyle did.
He did.
I thought we should have a penalty as well. I've looked it back, it is a penalty. The boy's off the ground and his arms out to the side, and I think I've spoke to the referee. I think if he sees it again, he'll see it exactly how we've seen it. It is a penalty kick. So again, talking about moments, you're right, you know, Zach makes a save, and you know, that would have been again a challenge to come back from in that first half. But I thought the first half was quite even, to be honest. I think you see Dunfermline have improved of late. I think John's got a lot of good footballers, and I think that the game, it was two teams matched up, so it was a wee bit kind of itchy peachy, I felt, in the first half. We were just looking for a wee bit more of our kind of press to trigger and a wee bit more responsibility on the ball, and I thought we got both, like I say. So, but you know, you're right, you know, Zach has been very good. He made the mistake last week at Arbroath, But those have been few and far between this time at Kilmarnock. He's been very good for us, and today was another day for him.
What's key now? Is it 11 games left now? With
yeah. Well, we've got, I think six of them are at home. Maybe, is that right? Six or seven at home?
Yeah.
Six. So I think we spoke about the home form being really good, and that's why we're so disappointed to lose the game the other night. But beating Inverness here, beating Dunfermline here, that's got to try and, we've got to try and make that the norm. We're not going to win the league unless we're home form strong. So there's other good teams round about us, and we respect the league, but we've got to just try and control what we can control. We've picked up a few injuries of late. You know, Ash Taylor's going to be out for a few weeks, which is disappointing. But getting Blair Alston back today was important for us, I think, just in terms of being able to make contact and win the ball and give us a bit of presence in there. And Blair's been part of a couple of our better performances since I came in. Getting Wee Robinson back next week, hopefully, will be a boost for us as well. So the key for us is to show a bit more belief, try and get the connection with the fans. And I thought, to say, the way that the game finished today is, you know, people normally remember how the game finished, how we finished against Ayr was awful. We were it was so far removed from the team I want us to be. The team the day that finished the game is the team I want us to be.
Just to touch on next week, another massive game against a good team.
Yep, against another team who are in and around us, so I see it as an opportunity for us really to try and pick up all 3 points. We'll dust ourselves down, we'll see how people are. Obviously a couple of boys have been off with knocks today, but you know, I think I've got plenty of bodies to choose from. But whatever team selected, we've got to try and make sure that we play at the final whistle, we have more confidence in our play, and we try and take the benefit of today's result into next Saturday's game.
All right.